we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Way back in 2012, I made the jump from leaving my full-time, multi-six-figure, stable corporate career to running my stationery business and Proof to Product full-time. And I also had two kids under the ages of 2 years old at the time. It was a hectic time in my life, and I vividly remember having conversations with my husband about how we could best prepare for me to step into my business full time. It was something that I wanted so badly, but also we were juggling the needs of our family and, you know, the needs of the business and all of these things. It was scary and it was thrilling all at the same time. Well, today's guest is Desiree Perez of Paper Anchor. And in January of 2021, Desiree left her full-time career to run her product-based business full-time. Desiree started Paper Anchor in 2017, through which she sells plant-inspired gifts and stationery products. She specializes in pins, keychains, and greeting cards that are inspired by travel, nature, and being outdoors. Desiree is a Paper Camp alumni, a Labs member, and a member of my Proof to Product Mastermind. On today's episode, Desiree shares the benefits and struggles of managing a full-time career and a growing business. We talk about what she did to prepare for her corporate exit and how she knew that she was ready to go. Desiree also shared that she's in the process of hiring part-time fulfillment help, and she's sharing where she found her top candidates too. Now, real quick before we jump in, I know that several of you listening are considering hiring help in your business, and maybe you're struggling with what you need to delegate first. If you're feeling overwhelmed by your never-ending to-do list, I do want to invite you to join me for my free on-demand masterclass that will help you decide what to delegate in just 3 simple steps. This class is always available to watch when you have the time, so head over to proof2product.com/delegate to enroll, and let's get you the help you deserve so that you can grow your revenue and get more done every day. Again, that's proof2product.com/delegate. Now let's hear from Desiree Perez of Paper Anchor. Hey Desiree, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi Katie, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. All right, I want to start this off with a fun question. What is your favorite product from your collection right now?
Favorite product of my collection would probably be my planner stickers. Even though I don't have a planner, it's like on the to-do list, but I cannot get enough of my little planty stickers.
They're super cute.
Thank you.
Yes, I love them. Okay, let's cover your backstory first. You have a really fascinating journey of like having a career and a day job full-time mm-hmm. while also building this business. And I know there's so many people that are in that situation right now that are going to love to learn how you decided to make the transition. But let's give the backstory. What led you to launching Paper Anchor?
Yeah. So Paper Anchor was actually started while I was in college. I started as my portfolio website, bought the domain, and that was it. So I started that in December of 2012, and I made my first greeting card as my takeaway for my portfolio show.
Oh my gosh.
And that's when I realized that I wanted to get into paper instead of like UI and UX and what every other designer was kind of getting into. So yeah, I just dove right into paper and then got into invitation design.
That's awesome. So you worked at Sweet Paper and you did graphic design and wedding suites for them. Is that correct?
I did. Yeah. So I was helping around the shop, but also doing their graphic design work, doing wedding consultations. So yeah, definitely got a side of the stationery industry and then also designing.
That's awesome. Therese is wonderful. And Julie too, Therese's sister who helped to run that for a long time. They're great. Anyone's in San Diego, definitely go check out Sweet Paper. But okay, so you did this portfolio project. You realized this was a medium you wanted to work with. You started doing wedding invitations. At what point did you like decide to open up an Etsy shop and create ready-made products to sell?
I started my Etsy shop right when I made my greeting cards. Like once I made that away. Little takeaway portfolio card, I'd put it right on Etsy and I got a couple of sales, but that's when I really transitioned into wedding invitations and kind of doing the pre-designed wedding invites. And then I would just kind of, you know, update it and print it and ship it via Etsy. But it wasn't until 2017 that I really went into the products and making, that's when I invested in the pins and the keychains and just really put money behind Paper Anchor Co. and grew it to what I wanted it to be.
So at the time, so in 2017, when you were growing the line and really building out your Etsy shop, it sounds to me like you knew that, okay, this is a business that I want to pursue as a business. You also had a full-time career though.
Yes.
What was the toughest part about starting a business while working full-time for someone else? I know firsthand from my own experiences that's challenging, but what were the hardest parts for you in that?
I think for me, it was, I mean, because after wedding invitations, I transitioned into in-house design. And so just having to work with other stakeholders and just, you know, taking design recommendations from others, I just really found Paper Anchor as my creative outlet. I made the rules. I did what I wanted. If I liked it, I liked it. And it was going on a card. So that's kind of how it started.
That creative control is something I really yearned for when I was juggling both as well. How long was your overlap of having the full-time career and the business?
I quit full-time this year. So January 2021. So the entire time, Paper Anchor didn't really start growing until 2017. So I guess 2017 to 2021 was really when I was juggling both. And that's when, I mean, working late nights, just, you know, it was definitely a labor of love. But yeah, it wasn't until this year that I was able to leave my full-time job.
That's awesome. Let's talk about, like, we have a lot of people in our Proof Your Product Labs program who are working full-time careers. They're really working hard to make their business their full-time gig. You know, what did you prepare before you left your job to ensure that you had a smooth transition into the business?
I was definitely looking at the numbers and just making sure that product costs, everything made sense. And so that was the beauty of having the full-time job and doing the business, is I was able to start with those smaller quantities and only do 100 for the run, and got to really make sure that once I was able to buy at certain quantities, it made sense and I could quit my full-time job.
So you were looking at the numbers, making sure you had a financial runway, it sounds like, in savings and just financially stable, right?
Yeah.
And then you were looking at the production costs to make sure that, like, you were getting the quantities to get the price per piece down so that you were running a profitable business. Was there anything, like, looking back, was there anything you wish you had done differently before leaving your career to step full time into your business?
Not really, because I definitely took my time. So I, like, definitely made sure that I crossed the T's, dotted the I's. I was scared to leave, but at that point it was already, I could see that I was able to step away, and it just was my fear of that what if and having that kind of cushion, or, you know.
Yeah, I felt that same way too. And I know others who, they were ready to leave, they wanted to leave, but at the same time, there was fear around it. There was like a mindset shift that we had to make. Did you feel like you had to do some mindset shifting of like, no, I'm ready to do this. I know I can do this. I'm capable of doing this. It may not be, my salary from the business may not be 100% covering what I was making in the corporate world, but I'm ready to take this leap. Did you kind of feel that way too?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, at the end of it, I was like, okay, I know I can do this. It's just me stopping myself from actually taking the leap and going full into the company. And just with me going into it, I've seen the growth in these couple of months. So I know it was the right decision. It was just definitely a scary reality of like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. So you made the shift. You're now full-time in your business. What kind of growth have you seen because you now have much more time and energy to dedicate to the business that you didn't have before?
I definitely have seen the growth in just the outreach and me being able to make those types of relationships with my retailers. I've honestly spent most of my time doing orders. I mean, I would love to keep designing and creating more. So that's why I'm actually looking to hire some part-time help, just because even with me quitting the full-time job, I've noticed my time just goes to order fulfillment, inventory, you know, making sure everything's in stock. So I've seen the growth, and now I'm going to have to grow it even more so that I can keep doing what I love, and that's creating.
It's interesting. I don't remember what the phrase exactly is, so I'm probably going to butcher this, but like, there's that concept of like, projects will fill up the whatever space we give them, right?
Definitely.
Was it Tammy that's, this came up at our mastermind retreat, actually. Was it Tammy or Kelly that said it? I can't recall, but whatever time we allow something, it'll take that entirety, right? And when we're working in a corporate job, our time is so limited that you're actually pretty damn productive of like using that time in a way that is meaningful, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we have this huge shift when we become our own boss. You have more time, but you still have to like compartmentalize the tasks. Otherwise, things will just kind of get away from you. Do you feel that way at all? I definitely have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I have right next to me, I have my ideal work schedule. And so, you know, I'll have a specific day of the week of when I should be designing and painting. But then, of course, something else jumps in front of that and takes higher priority when it is definitely me just, you know, focusing on something that could be done probably quicker or a different time. But I'm like, oh, I have to get this done right now. So yeah, painting off to the side.
Well, totally. And that's where, too, like the fires come up. Like, I mean, you had fires when you were in your career, too. But like, I don't know. I feel like we have to be more diligent and we have to be more structured with our days when we are in the business full time. Otherwise, the days just kind of like get away from us and the things you need to focus on are harder to get. I love that you're bringing on help. So let's talk about this. Like, how did you know it was time to hire? Was it kind of this time warp thing we're talking about right now of like, I'm still not getting as much done as I want?
Yeah, I definitely noticed that I needed to hire some help because I have my boyfriend actually helping me whenever he's off of work. He works full time. And so he'll work like 3 or 4 nights a week helping me pack products, and it's still not enough. So that's when I was like, okay, I need actual help. Yeah, just, you know, looked at the numbers, made sure everything made sense, and we're in the process of interviewing right now. So it's really exciting.
It is very exciting. And also, I love how analytical your brain is that you're looking at the numbers as you're making these decisions, because a lot of people don't. I know to us, it makes a logical sense, but a lot of people don't do that.
Oh, I love looking at the spreadsheets. I just like seeing how I can cut something else, or, you know, like where I can, I don't know, I guess I'm definitely into like couponing and stuff. So yeah, however I can save a buck and make sure it makes sense, or, you know.
You're an efficiency taskmaster is what you are. Yes. Okay. So let's get back to this role that you're hiring for. You knew it was time. You guys were working yourselves like nights and weekends, days and nights, all the things, right?
Yeah.
How did you decide which position you wanted to hire for first? Because there were a lot of different spots that you could have invested in for help in your business. How did you decide that like production and fulfillment was where you wanted to hire?
I definitely took your advice and I was timing myself on what tasks I was doing most of the week. And that was packing product or packing orders, packing product for orders. So that I just realized like that is where all of my time is going. And then also with Ryan, and Ryan works in marketing. So I could be utilizing him in other spaces instead of packing pins. So that's where I was like, just saw the opportunity to hire someone for packing and fulfillment to kind of take that off our plates.
I know you have your studio at home, and I know that you're hiring a part-time person to come into your home to help mm-hmm. do this fulfillment work. Given that we're still in the pandemic, you know, how has that been for you? Have you struggled with that decision to bring somebody in? Before we even get to the hiring process itself, like, was that something you had to kind of figure out your comfort level with, and with Ryan's comfort level and all of that?
Yeah, definitely. I had to, you know, bring it up to him and make sure that we were both comfortable in the interviewing process. You know, we're asking, you know, how do you feel with the CDC guidelines? I bought the little digital thermometer. I've got all the sanitary, you know, like I've got everything ready for the person. So just realizing that we are going to have another person in the house, and, you know, it'll just be like, you know, a growing team, a growing family. So yeah, just making sure that we're all going to be safe in the home is our main.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's aligning expectations too, of like you sharing, this is what we expect and want. Are you okay with that? And
yeah,
listening to them too, of their expectations and wants too. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay. So let's get back to the hiring process. You have had a really good run of applicants. You had over 40 people apply for this part-time position.
I did. Yeah. It was definitely overwhelming, but exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting that you have like an amazing pool to pull from. That sounds redundant. But okay, so talk to me about where you posted the job and where most of the applicants came from.
Yeah, so originally I posted on my Instagram and linked it to my website. I then went on LinkedIn because I have my own like business profile. So I was like, oh, let's just, you know, add it on there and make it official. So I did LinkedIn, I did Facebook on our Facebook page and on Indeed.
Where did you feel like the most qualified candidates came from? And obviously this is going to vary from position to position. And but yeah, from your experience, where do you feel like they came from?
I feel like most of them are from my website and from Instagram. I feel like they knew the company. They either were in the industry or, you know, followers of the industry. So that is where I was kind of looking at and found a couple of gals who own their own shops. And so that was exciting too. If I could teach them something, or if they have any questions, I'm definitely happy to help. So that kind of got me excited as well, because that's what Julie and Teresa did for me. And so I kind of saw that as like, ooh, like a fun opportunity.
Yeah. I also love bringing in people who have a totally different skill set than me, because I learn so much from them. And I feel like it's really complimentary of them learning from me and me learning from them. And, you know, it just enhances things. Okay. So you have the 40 applications. What was kind of the process you took people through? And I know you're not done yet, so we won't like go all the way through, but you had them complete an application. And then what was the next step?
After the application, I did do a little questionnaire survey just to kind of ask their like dream availability, desired availability. What else did I ask in there? Just a couple other questions just to kind of, you know, get a feel for how they are. So yeah, did the questionnaire, and then I did Zoom calls earlier this week. And I'm going to do a second Zoom call with a couple of applicants.
Yeah, it's hard to interview people over Zoom. And definitely, when it's going to be an in-person position. So I know you'll probably get to those in-person interviews at some point too. You know, what advice do you have for people that are in this position that you've been in, where maybe they're working at a full-time job, they're trying to transition over to running their business full-time? Is there anything that in retrospect you would want them to know or to share from your own experiences?
I would say just to definitely go at your own pace. It took me a minute to step away from my full-time job, but just making sure that you're going at the right pace for you, how you feel comfortable, and when you feel comfortable taking that next step. And definitely just looking at the business and making sure that, you know, you have that cushion and you can see the growth and make sure that it is the right time for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I had overlap for 4 years. And I feel like every single day I was like pulling my hair out because I wanted to just step into the business full time. But, you know, I had all these young kids at home and I was like the breadwinner of our family. Like there was all these circumstances, right? Like yeah, all of us have different circumstances. So I like to tell people too that my full-time job really afforded me opportunities in the business that I wouldn't have been able to take. The risks I wouldn't have been able to take if I didn't have that day job backing me up. Like, so things like I went and exhibited at the National Stationery Show in my first 6 months in business for Kelp Designs. You know, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I wouldn't have had the cash flow in the business to afford that. I was able to invest in a new website earlier, you know, so there's little things like that too. So I don't want to make it seem like this episode's about pushing people out of their careers into their business. I want to echo what you said about taking your time and doing this on your own schedule so that it feels like the right choice for you and the timing is right. I mean, to some extent, there's like never a perfect time to make a big life change like that. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you were saying, having the full-time job and having the opportunity to test certain products and try things that at the end of the day, I was like, okay, if I lose this money, then it's not my rent money. Like, you know, so
yeah,
just making sure that I could test and, you know, make these different types of investments and products and try different things. So that was nice while I was still working full time. So that's really how I was able to grow it is, you know, all the money that the business was making, I was able to reinvest back into it. So it definitely wouldn't have been able to grow if it wasn't for me working full time.
Yeah, I was in that fortunate situation too, where the business revenue and cash flow could go straight back into other things that the business needed. Listeners, I understand not all of you are in that position. So do what is best for you with the timing and the, you know, the things that you need in your own life and your own circumstances. I know it's been a big year for you. You left the day job, you're hiring a team member. you know, you joined the mastermind, so you've been working with me there. We've had a lot of really incredible things happening. How do you define success in your business right now? What are you working towards, or how do you define what you're doing as successful?
Honestly, it's just knowing that what I'm making and what I find joy out of, others find, like, it still blows my mind that I could be in a shop in Alaska or in a shop in Hawaii, and just like, people are buying my designs for friends, family members, grandmother, you know, so just knowing that is really fulfilling.
That was one of my favorite things too, seeing my products on the shelves, or when friends would go travel places and they'd see my products in the shops and send me a message. And it was just like, whoa, okay, that was in my hands, being, you know, the card and the envelope and the cello, and like that went across the country and now friends are seeing it and buying it there. It's insane. Like, it's just a really cool feeling for sure. What about on the personal side of things? Like, you know, how are you defining success in your life based upon what's happening in the business? Like, whether that's freedom or flexibility, or
definitely the flexibility. And I love to travel. That's like my one thing that I do enjoy doing. And so having the opportunity to do that and then also find inspiration, like one of my greeting cards and art prints was from a trip that I took to Barcelona. So being able to not only fulfill that and be able to travel and then be able to, you know, bring something back into the business, and, you know, it's just like full circle, I guess.
It totally is. Now, okay, so travel's a big inspiration for you, obviously outdoors, because a lot of your designs are about plants and being outdoors. Yeah. You know, you've been stuck at home like the rest of us for over a year. Like, how are you gathering inspiration in a time where you can't do that traveling like you want to?
Oh, definitely buying houseplants. I have bought so many more. Also just propagating the plants. So yeah, all of my products are inspired by houseplants and, you know, nature, outdoors. So that is definitely what has been keeping my time and my, you know, just fulfilling me during our quarantine. And
all right, let's talk about what's next. What are you working on, you know, this summer and for the rest of the year that you want to share with our audience?
Yeah, definitely finalizing the new hire and then planning on doing our Q3 launch. So starting designs on that. And then, yeah, just gearing up for the holiday buying season and hopefully get a trip in, you know, before the end of the year. But yeah, it's so crazy to already think, like, I mean, we're thinking about design, you know, like it's so
far. I know. We're recording this in May, friends. And like, I'm already like, what's happening this fall? Where's the one place you want to go travel on a trip if you can later this year?
Definitely want to go back to Paris. If I could go like November, I went a couple years ago in November and it was just so fun and the weather. So yeah, definitely we can do Paris 2021. If not, I mean, we'll see what happens for 2022.
Awesome. Oh, I can't wait to see where you go and what comes out of that, because I know that's such a strong inspiration for you. All right, let's tell people where they can find you online if they want to purchase your products or follow you on social.
Yeah, you can find me at my website, paper-anchor.com, and my Instagram is paperanchor.co.
We will include all of that in the show notes so people can easily find you. And Desiree, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, Katie. This was a lot of fun.
It was for me too. I loved hearing more of Desiree's story, specifically how she is defining success in her business now. I will also say too, that creative freedom, the flexibility to travel, and I loved hearing what she said about slow, steady growth. It's so, so good. You know, this is actually our mantra in our Proof to Product Labs program, my 12-month group coaching program. I want everyone working at their own pace, on their own schedule, and I want them focused on the things that will really move the needle forward in their particular business. Because no two businesses are the same. In labs, we want to provide you with support and resources for where you need it most. So if you're working on your email marketing strategy, we have several trainings for that. If you are crunching numbers and looking for ways to increase your profit margins, we have tools for that. Steady growth, slow, steady growth is how strong businesses are built. So if you agree, come join us in Proof to Product Labs, where you will get the community, the coaching, and opportunities for collaboration that you really need to succeed. You can grab all the details and learn more about our upcoming trainings at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Thank you so much for listening today. I will be back next week with a new episode.